ball game. And our good friend Michael Dukes is on the line now to talk about that. Michael, how are you today?
Good, Kurt. How are you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you so much for the time today to kind of pump up this game that is really important for a lot of people. Now, first off, just to kind of get things rolling here, how about some nuts and bolts? When's it going to be? So on and so forth.
The Shriners Classic game is going to be coming up this next Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Dome. And this is a game that, you know, I don't know if people have heard about it. Some people have, some people hadn't. It's been going on since 1976. And essentially, it's a game that they take two of the best high school students from almost every high school in the state of Alaska, and they bring them together and place them on teams, and then have this exhibition game to kind of see, you know, who's the best of the best? Who are the great ones? And who's going to reign supreme? And it's a great celebration of some of the best athletes and best players in the state. Gives us a chance to recognize them for their achievements in sports and to help celebrate them. And that's what the Alaska Shriners want to do with this. And it serves a twofold purpose. So first, it's to recognize these young men and their achievements, to give them an opportunity to shine. A lot of times we have college scouts that show up for the games to watch these boys play. They're able to create their reels and you know, that they can then pitch out to other colleges as well. But the secondary goal of this is to raise money and awareness for the Shriners kids here in the state of Alaska. And more specifically, we're raising funds for what they call the Alaska Travel Fund, which is the fund that allows the Shriners to fly kids from all over the state of Alaska to local area clinics to meet with Shriner hospital doctors, or if needs be, to fly kids all the way out to Spokane or Portland and give them a chance to be treated at one of the Shriners hospitals for children's there, regardless of their parents' ability to pay. And so this is kind of a big twofer event, and it's a big deal.
I was wondering about playing at the Dome as compared to playing outside. I know the game has been held outside. What's unique about having it there at the Dome?
Well, I got to tell you, it was interesting. I was having a conversation yesterday with an alumni from the game who said, man, you guys are so lucky you can play in the Dome now. He goes, I remember when I played, we were playing in 3 inches of snow. And it's a whole different deal. You know, it's just, it makes it that much nicer for the spectators, for the players. It kind of, you know, takes one of those elements out of the game that's already can be hard enough sometimes, gives them the opportunity to really enjoy it. We have the Dome for practice sessions leading up to the game as well, so it gives these guys a chance to mesh together in a you know, kind of a uniform environment, and again gives the public an opportunity to really see them shine in a really nice, comfortable atmosphere. And and I think that just again is just another reason that this game has been so successful over the years, is that we're continually trying to improve it to make it better.
Hey, Michael, the sports guys certainly wish nothing but success for the entire Classic and the Shriners itself. I wondered, what's the status of the women's game, the girls' game? I know we had one a couple of years ago. Is that ever coming back, and where's that at?
Well, you know, we'll always look at that. What we're trying to do right now is we've shuffled some stuff around here in the game. I came on board here about 2.5 years ago with the Shriners as a volunteer because I believe in the Shriners' mission in the state so much that I volunteered to help coordinate the game and do the, you know, marketing and outreach and that kind of things for them. And we're focusing on making this game as best as it can be, as big as it can be. You know, we got some big shoes to fill. This game originally is kind of modeled after the East-West Shrine game, which is at the national level. That's where they bring all the top seniors from the college teams, the NCAA teams, together. So we're trying to make it, you know, something that big, probably, you know, trying to make it the biggest football event in the state of Alaska. And we've gone a long way here in the last couple of years, and we're hoping in the next couple of years that we can expand out. We've talked about the girls game. We've talked about maybe doing something similar for soccer, because soccer is a huge thing here in the state of Alaska, creating a classic soccer matchup. So we're looking at all those things in the future, but right now we want to fine-tune what we've got going on with the Classic and make it as good as it can be. Last year was the first year that we broadcast it on Facebook Live. We've got some more equipment and more gear this year. We brought some more volunteers in to help just make it as professional as possible. And we just want this to be the best highlight for these kids that it can possibly be, while serving the Shrine kids in the state of Alaska as well.
One more thing before we let you go, Michael. The first annual Walk for Love. Tell me a little bit about that and how that ties in with the game.
The Walk for Love is an event that happens around the United States. Generally, they benefit the local Shriners hospitals where they're being held. We don't have a hospital here in Alaska. Our closest one is in Portland. We have one in Portland and Spokane. And so what the Alaska Walk for Love does is it allows people to raise money for that Alaska Travel Fund to fly kids from the rural communities to Fairbanks or Anchorage, or from somewhere in the state to the Shriners Hospital down there. It's a 1 mile walk. We're going to be holding it before the Shrine Classic at the Dome. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to walkforlovealaska.com and you can get registered right online there. It's got a PayPal link. You can get registered. You get a t-shirt. You can bring your family. It's inside the dome on the track, so you're walking around in a circle, just having a good time, enjoying yourself. And then you can stay for the game. The game starts at 1. So you can hang out, stay for the game, watch the game, and of course, everything we do is all, again, to benefit that travel fund, so we can, we've got 400 kids in the state of Alaska right now that the Shriners are taking care of, and so any help that you guys can offer is much appreciated.
Absolutely, absolutely. Happy to have you on the air today, Michael. Thanks for putting a bug in my ear. A week or two ago, we finally got it together. We got you on, and any other help you need publicizing this game, you just let us know. In fact, maybe we'll get you a quick shot next Saturday here on the Sports Guys, just for a quick reminder for those who may be out and about and may want to head over toward the Dome, right?
You bet. Absolutely. Love to do it. Just check out walkforlovealaska.com, or you can go to shrinersclassic.com for the information. We'd love to talk to you next week. Thanks, Kurt.
Michael Dukes, thanks so much.